opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Also, make sure to join Packers all-time leading scorer Mason Crosby and Hall of Fame wide receiver Jordy Nelson at the Beloit Brouhaha Softball Slam, a charity softball game on July 27th at ABC Supply Stadium. It'll feature football legends and Wisconsin and Illinois celebrities to raise money for Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. Register for your chance to win at thefanmilwaukee.com. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one, the only, Jacob Westendorf, who right now is on camera and is looking cooler than I have ever looked in the entire history of my life. You can find him on social media at Jacob Westendorf. Jacob, how the heck are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I figured with this thing being in Milwaukee, I'm live from the Harley Davidson studio. So that's the best I could do for the given day. But yeah, it's good to be here. It's this close to camp. We're getting there. It's almost like the night before Christmas, but it's not the night before. I don't have a better analogy than that.
You're all good. I appreciate that. I have to ask, is that your motorcycle, or are you the guy that just found a, like, a really cool motorcycle and just like kind of leaned up against it and be like, yeah, it's definitely mine?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, no, it is mine. I've had it for almost 2 years. Brandon Snide actually sold this to me once upon a time. So if anybody's familiar with that name, but yeah, Brandon sold this to me.
Brandon's good people. I absolutely love that. And you can pull off the backwards hat sunglasses Harley much better than I would ever have an opportunity to do. So I appreciate that about you, Jacob Westendorf. All right, we've had a conversation the last couple of days about most overrated and most underrated Green Bay Packers. So I will ask you, who, when I say underrated or overrated, you can go in any direction that you want, from a fan base perspective, from a contract perspective, from a team perspective, however you want to view it. Who are the most overrated and underrated Green Bay Packers in your eyes? Nope. Do we lose Jacob? Think we might have lost Jacob. We'll try to get him back on. Give it one second. We have maybe at an internet disconnection there. My apologies for the technical issues with Jacob Westendorf. We will effort to get him back on here in just a moment. We got Tommy in his place. Tommy, we obviously went through the listicles earlier, the overrated, underrated. I want to go back to Luke Musgrave for a moment, because I was actually going to ask Jacob about him as well. And you kind of brought up him as potentially this overrated player. One of the things that I have talked about with Luke Musgrave is the idea of Luke Musgrave is better than what we've actually seen. Do you know what Musgrave's stats were this past year?
I mean, he barely played. Did he have 5 catches?
He had 7 catches for 45 yards, a 6.4 yard average, and a long of 19 yards. Even when he did get out there, he had very minimal impact and really struggled to kind of get going. It sounds like we might have Jacob Westendorf back. We'll ask him about Luke Musgrave as well. Jacob, do I have you now?
Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, you're totally good. It's probably on Tommy's end. We just blame him for everything when anything goes wrong. So that's, you always have to have a fall guy. You know that, Jacob. I'm just kidding. Tommy's amazing. Most overrated and underrated Packer. We'll get back to that conversation.
Yeah, so I don't like to look at the contracts. I think one of the biggest downfalls of sports fandom is like talking, and I understand that you have to do that in a salary capped sport and everything like that, but like Rashawn Gary is not a bad player because he's paid like a really good one. That's just kind of how the market goes, for example. So if I'm basing this on just like the stuff I see underrated, I know this is going to sound maybe a little wild, but I think Keyshawn Nixon fits the bill, because if you read my, like, anytime you say something good about Nixon, you would think he's the worst cornerback in football. And number one, all the people who matter.
Uh-oh. We may have lost Jacob again. Might just have a poor internet connection with Mr. Westendorf. We will maybe try to get Jacob on again.
We'll call him. Let me give him a call. We'll just call him.
Yeah, we'll call him. All right. We'll try to get him on maybe just via phone calls rather than some internet connection. So, yeah, the interesting thing about Keyshawn Nixon, as Jacob brought him up, obviously Tommy had him on his overrated list. He was a part of the trio on kind of my underrated list. I tend to relate a little bit more with Jacob here. And it, again, has a lot more to do with the idea that Nixon is just this awful, really bad corner. I think that to me is where I come out on the opposite end. I think anytime anyone's bet against Keyshawn Nixon, he's basically proven everyone wrong. He was a 1 year vet minimum signing, $0 signing bonus, and was able to turn that into a two-time first team all pro kick returner. And then nobody thought he could be a corner that played consistently, and he became a starting slot corner, which I did think he struggled with. I don't think there's any question with that, but they moved him to outside corner this past year and he really played well. So to me, I'm excited to see what Keyshawn Nixon can do this upcoming season. All right, Jacob, I think we have you back on the phone now. We got you a better connection.
Yes, we do. I think I figured out what the problem is, and it's one I can't control. So control the controllables, as Matt LaFleur might like to say. But we were talking Nixon, I think, before I got dumped, right? Okay, yeah. So if you went through everything, anytime you say something nice about him, you think he was the worst cornerback in football. But the people who matter, Jeff Hafley clearly believes in him. Matt LaFleur clearly believes in him. They've been complimentary about him almost unprompted throughout the offseason program. And then Brian Gutekunst as well. And then by the team's actions, they believe in him as well. Like you said, they brought in Nate Hobbs, but that was really it as far as significant additions to that cornerback room. And listen, is Keyshawn Nixon going to make people forget about the days of prime Jair Alexander? No. But like you mentioned, I think I saw a couple weeks ago, Andy, your grades from when they moved him from the slot, which he did struggle with. I think you were just saying that.
Yep.
But when they moved him from there to the outside, he was legitimately better. Again, do you want him matched up one-on-one with the game on the line against, you know, Davante Adams or Justin Jefferson or one of these great receivers? Probably not. Can you probably be better in that spot? Yes. Is he a complete, absolute liability and this team's going to give up 500 passing yards because he might be their best cornerback? No, that's not true either. I mean, I will remind everybody that the Super Bowl champions had their least productive game offensively against this very same Packers secondary, plus Nate Hobbs minus Eric Stokes, that's going to line up week one against the Detroit Lions. So I think Nixon is a good candidate for underrated. He brings some value to special teams, like you mentioned, as a kick returner. He's actually really good when he gets an opportunity and holds on to the ball. That was a bit of an issue last year for some reason. But when he does that, he's pretty good at it. He's a really good run defender, which I know nobody cares about run defense, especially in the secondary, but he is really good at that. And he's probably their best blitzer as a defensive back. I know he had at least two forced fumbles a season ago, one against Minnesota that kind of got them back into that game. So I think that Nixon is one who fits the bill. Again, I'm not going to say he's an elite corner. He's not even CB1, as he might have said in his exit interview last year. But as far as underrated goes, I think he certainly fits that bill because he's not a liability. He's a solid starting corner, which there's not a lot of those guys in this league.
Maya, you mentioned that tweet that I put out on my grades for Keyshawn Nixon from 2023 through the first 4 weeks of 2024, when he's primarily playing in the slot, had a negative 4.0 grade on him. From week five through the end of season, when he was primarily playing on the outside, had a plus 1.55 grade on him. So just a massive difference. He just felt much more confident. And Jacob, if you just look at his like athletic profile, not the shiftiest guy, or I shouldn't say shifty. We see him as a kick returner being shifty, but not the most agile guy, fluid of hips. The three cone, the agility test, he was not great at the combine. Great straight line speed guy. You would think like that looks to me like an outside corner, and they move him out there, and it definitely felt like he found his spot a lot more than in the slot.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, that side to side stuff, I don't want him matched up with, you know, the Cooper Kupps in his prime and the guys like that can move those two way goes as quickly as they can. But again, on the outside, there's a little more protection on the boundary. You'll have guys, some guy named Xavier McKinney might be behind you on a given play, too. So that certainly is something that helps you there. So I think Green Bay's in an okay spot at cornerback. The problem, of course, being, you know, they're one rolled ankle away from playing a guy who hasn't played NFL snaps. So, and it's not like, you know, Carrington Valentine's been dinged through his first two seasons. Nate Hobbs has had some issues with injuries. Nixon hasn't really been hurt, but, you know, it's football. There's 100% injury rate. So the concern about depth, the concern about the, like, top-tier quality of that cornerback room, I understand. But when Gutekunst says they feel confident in the three guys that are there, I understand it. It's just, you know, you feel like you could have gotten better in those spots. I certainly can understand that as well.
No, I think so, too. All right, so we went over our underrated Packers. We'll be joined by Jacob Westendorf. You can find him on social media at Jacob Westendorf, Packaday Podcast, and, of course, Packers on SI as well. So, all right, now that we have you underrated, who is your most overrated Green Bay Packer?
So I heard you say Zach Tom when I was waiting to jump on here, and I do think that is interesting depending on the lens that you look at it through. Is he really good? Yeah, absolutely. Is he going to get paid? Yeah. Should they pay him? Absolutely.
Yep.
Is he Lane Johnson? No. Is he Penei Sewell? No. You know, I think that there are times where collectively we kind of get stuck in, this is our guy and he's really good, so he's better than maybe what he is. And that could be a byproduct of just not watching certain players on a week-to-week basis or whatever. But Tom might fit the bill there. I'm not going to say that Tom is overrated just because I feel like that comes with, well, you're saying he's overrated, that means you think he's bad. Like,
right.
No, I don't
Which
think
is not
he's
the
bad.
Case.
No, I don't think he's bad. I don't want him to be replaced. I think a couple weeks ago on the show, I may have even somewhat advocated for them doing the Bulaga thing and moving him to left tackle once he got an extension if Walker and Morgan were, you know, both losers of a competition in that given case. I don't think that's going to happen either. One guy whose name is going to jump in for, and again, I'm basing this on, some of this is the perspective, but what's the old Aaron Nagler saying? Overrated depends on who's doing the ratings. So this is based on my perspectives from what I've seen. I think Romeo Doubs fits the bill.
Okay.
People that think, yeah, just from the standpoint of, like, when people are like, oh, he's so much better than, like, say, Christian Watson. Like, I don't think there's any question that right now, from just a pure talent perspective, and this isn't disrespectful to Doubs, but Doubs, if you were putting the team together through the lens of, like, the old Perfect Pack Sports Illustrated cover and said, like, this guy's this guy and this guy's this guy, not perfect comparisons, obviously, but Doubs is kind of like James Jones, steady, big target, presence on third downs, make some plays that way. That's all great. Is he going to be a $15 million a year receiver, which is kind of the contract that's been buzzed around that maybe he was asking for this offseason? I don't think so. You've got some of the concern with obviously his injuries. He was suspended last year. And from a pure talent perspective, you know, Watson, when he's healthy, is more talented. Wicks and Reed, both more talented. Golden, more talented. And that puts him at fifth at best. And that's depending on how you feel about Savion Williams as a wide receiver prospect. I would put Doubs above him just because I don't know what Williams is yet. But
right,
there are people that think Doubs is like this team's best receiver and they should have signed him yesterday. So, again, that's just my mentions, my timeline, my comment section, which are awful, ugly places. But I think he fits the bill. To me, he's a good player at a dime a dozen position that I don't think that Green Bay should even, unless he has a season where he goes for like 90 catches and 1,200 yards, I just don't think they should even be entertaining the possibility of a contract extension.
It's interesting, and you bring up a great point of like the lens that you look through. So I actually had a Romeo on my underrated list, but the lens that I was looking through had a lot more to do with the people that want to trade him right now. And to me, like, I want Romeo Doubs on this team. I think you are a better version of the Green Bay Packers with him on the team right now. Do you think he has a level of chemistry with Jordan Love? And I just think if all of a sudden you trade him right now, yes, I think eventually you get Christian Watson back. Right now, Watson's out. You have Wicks and Reed, who are both coming off tough, you know, tougher seasons this past year. Then you have two rookies after that, and Savion Williams and Matthew Golden. And I still think there's talent there, and I think you're going to get Watson back. And I still think like Hardman and Heath and Melton, those guys can be back the roster guys. But I just think your depth takes quite a bit of hit at that point. So I'm all for Romeo still being on this team this year, but I don't disagree with anything that you said from your lens and your perspective either.
Yeah, not only that, I always say, you know, cap space and draft picks are great. Those are good resources to have. This is also a team that thinks they can win a Super Bowl this season. So, yep. You know, is this team, like you said, are they better right now with Romeo Doubs? Yeah, I think Romeo Doubs is penciled in as a starter for, you know, 2025. And that obviously is fluid and subject to change with a lot of stuff. But I think if you had me to ask of the receivers, other than Jaden Reed, who's my best bet to be a starter on the boundary? So taking even Reed out of that, I'd say probably Dobbs right now, just because I don't know about Wicks, and we don't know what Matthew Golden is going to do once, you know, once the rounds are live, so to speak.
Before you came on, again, we're being joined by Jacob Westendorf. You can find him on social media at Jacob Westendorf, and of course, Packers on SI and the Packaday podcast. When we lost you, we were talking a little bit about Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave. Specifically, is Luke Musgrave on that overrated or underrated kind of category, and what he could potentially bring to the team in 2025? I think there's still a lot of hope for Musgrave, but the hope and expectation hasn't exactly matched with the results. A lot of that is injury related. How do you see the targets and sort of the playing time for this tight end position? We know Tucker Kraft is probably going to get fed quite a bit, but how does that affect Luke Musgrave, and how does Musgrave affect Tucker Kraft?
Yeah, so Musgrave's career so far has played out with the concerns that I had of him coming out of college. So when I would talk privately amongst people, or even some of the stuff I put in for the draft guide that we had, was that he's been dinged a lot in college, which he's been hurt a lot in the NFL. Not that that's his fault. I mean, the kidney injury, that unfortunately could have happened to anybody, but he has been injured. And it's more been projection than it has been production. I loved hearing how fast he was during Senior Bowl season and how he made, you know, what was it, like 20-something miles an hour of a full sprint speed. Like, that's all well and good. There's certainly some intriguing skill set that he brings to Green Bay's offense, but it hasn't panned out. You know, I liked a lot. I actually had Tucker Kraft rated ahead of him for that year's tight end crop, along with all the other guys that ended up going before that group. Mostly Sam Laporta was like the guy that I really liked out of that class, just because I like the production, the blocking, all that stuff. Basically all the stuff that Kraft brings to Green Bay's offense now. You know, that I was talking about this with Marcus Eversole the other day about how I'm curious to see how Green Bay wants to deploy their offense, because if they want to live in 11 personnel, then, you know, Luke Musgrave is going to be glued to the bench, I think, because you can't put Tucker Kraft on the bench. If they want to play 12 personnel, which Adam Stenovich has talked about, and this is the part where I'm kind of intrigued, because Stenovich, Matt LaFleur, they've all brought up Musgrave kind of without being asked about Luke Musgrave this offseason. Does that mean something? Does that mean nothing? We'll find out when the pads come on and everything like that. But I do like the idea of being able to play in 12 personnel where Musgrave can stretch the seam, Kraft can run through people's faces. And then the competition on the receiver room, by extension, gets even more fierce, because in 11 personnel, you got three receivers on the field. You bring in another tight end, now there's only two. So we're fighting and scratching and clawing for a lot of limited opportunities on the field for those receivers. So do you get guys like, you know, I've drawn up in my head the last couple of days of like 12 personnel with Kraft and Musgrave and then Christian Watson and Matthew Golden, and you got your blend of speed and athleticism with Josh Jacobs in the backfield and the ability with him and Kraft to just kind of run through people. Again, from a conceptual standpoint, you can kind of do whatever you want. The problem, of course, being Musgrave has to be, one, on the field, and two, has to be productive when he is on the field, and that just hasn't been a thing. But I will tell you this, Andy, when you go back to Musgrave's rookie training camp, if I had asked you right then, who of the Packers' like new offensive players would you bet was going to be one of the studs, I bet you Musgrave would have been on the tip of the tongue, because that was his like breakout year. He had, well, not breakout year, but he had a big training camp that year. Him and Reed looked like guys that were just going to be instant impact contributors. It just hasn't panned out for whatever reason, and this is a huge year for him. It's his third year. I doubt he gets extended after this upcoming season, but going into the offseason, the Packers are going to be deciding, like, hey, are you part of our, you know, short to midterm future or anything like that? Or are we looking for one of your replacements in this upcoming draft class?
I think it's a really interesting year for Luke Musgrave. And I think that the 12 personnel with Musgrave and Kraft, if Musgrave clicks, is by far and away the most interesting formation for Green Bay, because you can basically, again, like you said, it's a two tight end set. They come out in a nickel formation. You can run the ball right at them. They come in heavy. You basically just use Luke Musgrave in the slot as like a third wide receiver, as like a big wide receiver. Kraft is an inline tight end. You could even split all five of those guys wide if you wanted to and try to pick on the mismatches. There's so much stuff that you could potentially do with the versatility of Kraft, Musgrave, and Jacobs. Like you said, if you can get Watson and Golden out there with their speed, just even open up stuff for those other three guys underneath. I just think there's so much versatility in that formation, and I would love to see it. But as you mentioned, that's predicated upon Luke Musgrave being healthy and him being able to go out there and actually be productive, which this past year was an issue on both sides of that coin. Jacob, I cannot thank you enough. Sorry for any technical issues that we had on our end. What do you want to plug on your way out here?
I actually had a really cool story idea that I just got approved, but it's not coming out until September. So that's a tease for a couple of months from now.
Love that.
But, yeah, it's camp preview season. So, you know, breakout players we'll be talking about overrated.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Underrated stuff like that. There's a bunch of stuff that's kind of filed away and getting ready to start making its way out. Because what do we got, Andy? 2 weeks from yesterday was the first day of practice?
Correct. Yep, 2 weeks.
So 14. Yeah, we're down to 13 days. Now 13, which is the amount of championships the Packers have won. You may have heard that.
I love that. Are you getting out to camp at all this year, or are you not going to make it until like regular season or preseason?
No, I'll be out there. I'm bringing my son the first Sunday, so he and I will be up there with a couple other people, and then I'll be at family night as well. But as far as like, you know, this stuff, I'm not doing that until the regular season hits.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You do an unbelievable job of covering the Packers. Can't thank you for all of your work on the Pack-A-Day podcast as well. Make sure to follow him at Jacob Westendorf. A huge thank you to him for joining on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We'll talk to you soon, Jacob.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Again, follow him at Jacob Westendorf. This is the Pack-A-Day radio show. We'll be right back right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.